You know, one of the things I noticed that you had written about was this issue of what do you tell patients when they have this diagnosis, and right. specifically, you know, the question of the label of cancer.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, in the past, because of the history of this disease, patients have been told that they have a bone marrow disorder, that they have a difficult form of anemia, and they haven't been told that they have cancer per se. I think that sometimes that does a disservice to the patient, especially if they go to a place and see a doctor who does use the term cancer. There are a lot of similarities between myelodysplasia and cancer. It's a clonal disease. It's got the same kind of cytogenetic and probably molecular abnormalities as acute myeloid leukemia, which no one would argue is a cancer. You know, and then we're treating patients with these drugs, which were designed as chemotherapeutic agents, azacitidine and decitabine. So I think that there is a tremendous overlap. Now, it's different in the sense that it's more of a smoldering malignancy. It's not like acute leukemia where it's going to be a problem, you know, within the first few weeks for patients. But there's so much similarity. And there are, I think, some benefits for patients when they think of it in that way, especially those who have these cancer insurance policies or that makes them eligible for benefits in some other way. The real main thing, I think, is to explain to the patient what it is they've got, how it's similar to a cancer, how it's different from a cancer, so that, you know, they come away from the meeting understanding what's going on and what the treatment options are, why it's been such a difficult disease, rather than the name we put on it.
It's interesting to think about the psychological implications of the cancer tag. I was thinking about this when I was reading your paper, and I was thinking, well, maybe you could say it's a pre-malignant condition that has 100% chance of becoming malignant.
You know, and some patients just have a phobia of cancer, and those patients we probably don't have to beat over the head with the C word. But patients, I think, do need to understand the nature of the beast.